Hello everyone, welcome to my presentation about the status of Open Power support in Coreboot on FOSDEM 2021. My name is Michał Żygowski and I work for FreeMDev as a firmware engineer. I'm a Braswell SoC, PC Engines and Protectly maintainer in Coreboot, and I'm mainly interested in how advanced hardware features and firmware features, Coreboot project and security solutions. You may contact me on the following social media I have listed here. So today's agenda will describe who is involved in the project of porting OpenPower to Coreboot, why we chose Coreboot, what are our use cases, development roadmap, the current status of the project, and the future plans, as well as what is the Sharrow and the Sharrow Trustworthy Computing, and how to help us and contribute. So we'll find a small demo at the end of the presentation as well. So why Coreboot? Coreboot is an open source firmware development framework and its history is reaching 1999. Its primary goal was to boot the machine as fast as possible and launch a Linux kernel. OpenPower firmware has a similar goal: initialize the hardware and launch a Linux kernel. Coreboot has always been in favor of open hardware, open firmware solutions. The best proof is that the first open firmware implementation for RISC-V appeared right here in Coreboot. Now the time comes for the open power. One may of course run Coreboot for the emulated PowerPC64 in QEMU, but that's not fun even in the slightest bit. Nothing can replace the real hardware experience. There are companies, of course, that work hard and keep pushing the x86 architecture silicon vendors for more open firmware. One of the main pioneers is Google, which promotes the Coreboot with their Chromebook devices. Coreboot is also widely used by Tesla, Siemens, and probably many other companies we are not aware of. And to the advantages why we chose Coreboot, because it's known to be super fast and lightweight, so the boot speed should be lower compared to OpenPower firmware. So the main programming language is C, which is much more simpler and lightweight than the C++ used in the Hostboot code, for example. Although the C lacks many advanced features of C++, exceptions, runtime typing, information, objective programming, but it's still much faster. Also, the Hostboot code, for example, is typically overly complex and difficult to understand because of the reasons, for example, cited here. And of course, thanks to the companies such as Google, which promote the Coreboot, it is probably in the top two of the most recognizable firmware solutions right after UEFI implementations like TiamRecorder or EDK2. So it means that Coreboot is widely recognized and is very available to many, many architectures and platforms. Also, Coreboot does not limit itself to x86 architecture. It also supports ARM, and we want to support PowerPC as well. So one firmware to rule them all and one thread model for all. And of course, it is easier to find developers for Coreboot than OpenPower firmware. Also, the more implementations will be for OpenPower, the more alternatives of software combinations, it may be better for most people to choose the solution that fits them the best and is better for a given application. There are also other projects like Hats and CubesOS, which are already well integrated with Coreboot. So why shouldn't we leverage that? Also, at Open Source Firmware Conference 2020, we heard that IBM was also interested in Coreboot at some point. So, how has evolved the project? Insurgo Technologies Libres Open Technologies is the initiator of the project as well as its main sponsor. Insurgo sells their own product called PrivacyBase X230, a custom refurbished Lenovo X230, certified by CubesOS. It contains open source and hardened firmware implementation based on Coreboot and Hats. The product is known from the secret process of the firmware ownership, a first-class and first-ever done in the world mechanism to regenerate secrets and mitigate supply chain attacks. However, X230 is quite an old laptop, it's almost 7 years old, and there seems to be no possibility to move to a more modern one. Why? Because x86 architecture is bloated with binary blobs responsible for hardware initialization, and this likely will not change in the future. That is why Isurgo looks far ahead and turns their eyes on the open hardware architecture such as Power. Isurgo, together with RimDev, want to promote the open firmware solutions, and as a fellow colleagues in a single profession, cooperate to make open and fully ownable hardware accessible to everyone. FreeMDev, with much experience in the field, will be responsible for porting the Power9 architecture to Coreboot with Talos and Talos 2 Lite as a reference platforms. FreeMDev will also provide products based on the Power9 platforms and software and firmware development services as the support. So, of course, FreeMDev loves Coreboot, that is also why we chose it. We have a quite strong presence in the boot firmware for the network appliance devices and the firewall. We have plenty of the experience in static root of trust and dynamic root of trust for measurement firmware development in TPM 2.0 enabling. We also enabled IMMU and other hardware, advanced hardware features. We are very familiar with low-level validation of the firmware. We did open source firmware training and workshops, we organized the CRAP and CubeSS mini summit, and we are quite active in the open source firmware community for over 5 years. So how our typical use case would look like? So we would like to replace the host boot with the core boot firmware, which should speed up the boot process and allow us to integrate into the projects like Heads or Linux boot. So typically the flow is almost the same as for other machines. So we start also with the reset vector where the CPU starts the first commands, and then we move to the core boot stages, which are boot block, ROM stage and RAM stage. Initially, we will launch the skiboot as the main payload, and then skiboot will launch the Linux kernel contained in the heads payload, which would be a secondary payload. So that's how it does look like our roadmap. We are currently in the process of implementing the ROM stage support, mainly the DRAM chaining. We have recently finished some analysis, and we plan to finish it at the end of March. We are also planning with other support, for example, for the Zen, for moving some skiboot to coreboot and Power 10 maybe in the future, but details later. How the hostboot code maps to the coreboot booting model. So there are some similarities which can be mentioned. For example, iStep 6 is very similar to bootblock, which in coreboot it sets up the temporary memory in cache and sets up its stack in the for the C code and performs some very basic hardware initialization, as well as set up the back interface. So for Power, we will also handle the state left by a cell boot engine and set up registers to run C code. For ROM stage, this is mainly about the memory initialization steps and other necessary hardware initialization to train the memory, like nest configuration, fabric configuration, XBus training, and SMP initialization, which seem to be required for the DRAM training. Besides that, we also will set up coreboot memory, also known as CBMEM, as a part of the standard boot process of coreboot. The postcard stage is mainly about tearing down the temporary memory environment in cache and prepare to run the code from DRAM. For Power 9, it will be a matter of porting the step 14.7 from the boot flow of host boot, and basically that's it. For the RAM stage, it will mainly be responsible for initializing the rest of the devices, which are not initialized. And typically in core boot, the machine constructs the SM BIOS and ACPI tables. Well, they probably will not be present in the power. However, they are present in other architectures. So then the RAM stage at the end of its work just loads the payload, which will be the skiboot. As for the supported payloads, we plan to support only KExec based payloads like heads or petit boot or Linux boot for now. So a short status of our current work in progress. Currently we are still working on the ROM stage support and some prerequisites to the DRAM training. So we need to have the working access to the SCOM registers. We have successfully implemented the access to the direct SCOM registers, but we face some issues with the access to indirect SCOM registers. We're writing the DDR4 initialization code, which is 800,000 lines of code, which is huge. The analysis took us about 3 months, and we just barely started writing the code. From other stuff, we also trying to replicate the firmware status reporting to BMC, because OpenPower firmware by default communicates with the BMC at which I-step currently is, so that the BMC will reset the watchdog and will not reset the whole platform if something is wrong. And also we managed to correctly implement launching consecutive stages of core boot firmware. So, but in order to leverage the advantage of core boot's flexibility, all hardware initialization needs to be done before jumping to the payload, so that anyone could use any payload they want. So this is one of our future plans, as well as we would like to port Zen Hypervisor to the Power9 architecture. Maybe we will even start porting Power10 to the core boot, which should be relatively easier because some base support should be already there since Power9. But we don't know yet. After release, they will be probably pretty hard to get and expensive. So developing firmware is one thing, but keeping it up to date, either for security reasons or improvements introduction, is another thing. So as the official consultants of for the Linux Foundation FWPDL VFS, we also plan to enable open power based machines firmware update in this project. FreeMDev also would like to become an independent software vendor for the open power architecture, not only in the firmware field, but also in user space. We have Linux experts on board, which together with our firmware specialists will prepare a solution satisfying anyone's needs. Everything as a part of our Dashero product family, we have just been which I will describe later. We have been accepted also as a silver member of Open Power Foundation in the fall of 2020, and of course we would like to boost the knowledge about core boot and Open Power with training to aid in the group of specialists and attract the world with power architecture. So we would like also to port the Zen to Power9. The topic is driven on the Zen Devil mailing list, and the main interested parties are IBM, Citrix, Fates, Fantosh, CubesOS, and FreeMDev. We are pretty much getting closer to the dream of launching CubesOS on the Open Power machine. You may also find other references in the GitHub issue of the CubesOS about the Zen port to Open Power. The last meeting of the planning of the Zen port was quite a deep technical dive, but no next steps were defined. So what is Dasharo, which I mentioned earlier? So Dasharo is a set of productized services, open core and software as a service products, which help to provide a scalable, modular, easy to combine open source BIOS, UEFI and firmware solutions. It offers the components that are needed to develop and maintain a high quality and modular firmware for the stability and security of your platform. So Dasharo Trustworthy Computing is a Dasharo firmware for specifically for the OpenPower Talos 2 platform. The system features we anticipate are as follows. We have our own deployment and provisioning server for securely flashing the firmware and provisioning all the security features. We plan some safe boot support and firmware ownership based on either OpenPower or HETS ownership scheme. We plan also KubeSwitch support, firmware recovery. We plan also to support the DRTM with Challenge Boot project, remote attestation with our Dasharo attestation server. We want to regularly release signed firmware updates and test them with our regression test results and quality assurance reports. Since we are also very experienced with CRTM technologies, we want to secure the firmware with various SRTM technologies, also hardware and software. So the Dasharo Trustworthy Computing, in an ideal case, would boot the CubesOS with core boot and HETS payload. So how would you help to or contribute? So first of all, whole development is open source. So here you may find relevant repositories which we modify to get the port working. You have also one dedicated repository for documentation and all information that a newcomer may read to get involved and start some work. So if you have experience and in the OpenPower architecture, but you cannot develop, still your knowledge is also welcome. We have many issues and questions with regards to the hostboot code. If you have the hardware, then simply join us to development. Every 2 weeks also we are having an interesting OpenPower discussion which we call OpenPower Community Call, and anybody is welcome to visit us. It is every 2 weeks on Thursdays at 4 p.m. Central European Time. So the next meeting will be held at 18th of February. So the topics we typically talk about are the benefits of core boot is going to provide to the power-based PCs, our progress, our current progress of the work, and what challenges are we facing, and some unique features of Dasharo core boot-based firmware. So do it now. Contribute code, documentation, knowledge, anything. The Empire needs you. Here I have the short demo about the Talos 2 booting the Corbus boot block. And let's watch it. So we here are flashing the core boot ROM instead of HBB partition. The operations are done from the BMC level, and here we power on the platform and open the console, which will connect to the serial over LAN, which initialize in the core boot. And here we see that the boot block has been launched successfully. Okay, and that would be everything from my side. And now time for questions and answers. Thank you.